Hello, my name is DJ Cranberry, and this is Shut Up and Listen.
Broke the count, so I broke a sweat. I bought some things that I wanna forget, but I can't.
In this show, we have got music and an interview with Rudely Interrupted.
Broke your glasses, but I broke the ice. You said that I was poor, but I paid the price.
Rudely Interrupted are a rock band from Melbourne, Australia. Rory from Rudely Interrupted is blind and has Asperger's. Two of his band members have learning disabilities. Let's hear from the band.
I'm Rory. I live in Canterbury. Have you ever been out there?
No.
It's nice. It's sort of near Camberwell. It's very green, that suburb. I'm the lead singer in Rudely Interrupted, and I play the keyboard.
I'm Josh Houghton, and I play the drums.
Hi, yeah, I'm Rowan Brooks. I'm the guitarist for Rudely Interrupted, and I manage the band as well. So we've got a new EP, six songs that were recorded at the end of last year. We went up to Sydney to mix them in the ABC studios.
Record's called I Am Alive. We decided on that name because it's a good positive name. We had a few working titles, but we just came up with the name I Am Alive because it's I Am Alive gives us a positive vibe.
I've been listening to them this morning, and I really like them. They're fantastic. So I can't wait to play him on stage.
I'm falling apart, my head is aching. I'm needing you hard, cause this one's breaking. I'm falling apart, I'm needing you hard. But I'm alive, I'm alive.
We're releasing a new single. It's called I Am Alive. It came about when I was waiting for a cab, which was taking forever, so we decided to use that time to sort of write a song. We'd start a new song, and within minutes we'd written our next so-called big hit.
Look, I suppose it's another step on. We're 8 years into the band, and the songs are a little bit more complex. The songwriting's got a lot better. But, you know, we write what we like to play.
But I am alive. I am alive. I follow my mind. I follow my mind. The rains are gone. The skies are clearing. The pain in my heart is disappearing. The rains are gone.
You know, it's great not having any pressure on the artistic subjects we choose to write about. You know, we're not controlled by labels. We're controlled by our own limitations and creativity, and we feel we have control of that. So it's an exciting year ahead for this release. You know, we get to tour it to Russia, to Italy, to the States, and then back home here again. And, you know, we'll just see how we go. You know, we'll just put it out there and do our best, I suppose.
When we started this band, it wasn't originally meant to to become this band who's taking on the world, breaking down all these preconceived ideas about disability, but our stuff just got too good to leave in the rehearsal studio.
I ran over a lizard on the way to work. Ran over a lizard on the way to work.
A new EP? We're very excited about it. And yes, it contains a song called Lizard. That came about because Rowan ran over a blue-tongued lizard on the way to rehearsal one day. So we decided to write a song about it, but it's also a song about hope, as you'll hear when you play it.
This is Rudy Interrupted, recorded in the rehearsal studio in Melbourne, Australia. They are going to play a song from their new EP. The song is called I Ran Over a Lizard. That was Rudy Interrupted performing their song I Ran Over a Lizard for Shut Up and Listen. That was recorded in their rehearsal studio in Melbourne. You can buy a copy of the studio version of that song from iTunes or by going to their website, which is www.rudyinterrupted.com. The band raised money to produce a new EP and promote it with a tour of Australia by using an internet crowdfunding site called Possible.
We just did a Possible campaign, which is a type of fundraiser. Well, it's based on the internet, so people get online and donate money for our campaign. And let me explain, up until a week before the campaign deadline ran out, things weren't looking great. And Rowan was saying to me all along that he reckoned all the money would come in the last week, and that proved to be the case. And we raised $13,500, and it was just fantastic. The success of this campaign really means a whole lot, not only to us as a band, but to the disability community. You know, it really changes the perception of people with disabilities. This band's 8 years old, and already we've been to the US twice, the UK twice, Germany, Hong Kong, New Zealand twice, Singapore, Canada. I'm losing Canada. So many I lose count. And there's many more exciting tours to come. We're going to Russia in April. Then we're off to Italy in May. Then we've got a fly in, fly out gig in LA in June. And then we're touring again back here later this year.
Touring with the band. It's uplifting. And being with these guys makes me excited to be away from home. Being in a different country, it's mind-blowing. Well, seeing the world, meeting people from different countries, and you don't know their language, and it makes you think. When you come back home, you say, wow, that's really unbelievable. And I tell all my friends about it.
Yeah, well, when Rudely Interrupted Tour, look, there are some challenges, but as a core group, we've found a way to make it work for ourselves. I find it rewarding in many ways, being someone who doesn't identify as someone who lives with disability but can see the challenges the guys face. I find it fascinating the way they move from their lives at home to their lives on tour. Because on tour, we all have to chip in, we all have to support each other to keep doing what we do. And that includes cooking meals. You know, if we're lucky enough and we've got the space in a hotel room, we cook meals and we get the guys to cook and we get the guys to do the dishes. And none of them had done dishes at home before they came on the road. So it was a real eye-opener, not only for them too, but I think for their folks at home. To see that difference for me, it sort of encourages us as a team and encourages me to keep going, because playing music and touring is not just about music and touring, you know. It's about life, and it, I think Josh mentioned earlier, it makes you think. It does make you think. And if we all thought a little more, I think the world would be a better place.
Going on tour with these guys does have many challenges, but it's also really gives a great sense of achievement and satisfaction.
At the end of the day, we're all musicians. We just love getting up and strutting our stuff. It fills us with a sense of accomplishment, achievement, hope, all those sort of things that the arts, in this case music, gives to us as artists. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world. I think when we started this band, I'd toured with many bigger bands around the world, you know, living the so-called rock star life. And it's quite a selfish thing to do. And I come off the road many years ago, and I remember with our band at the time, we hated each other. Not Rudely Interrupted, another band called The Anyones. Check them out, they're great. We just couldn't stand each other, and there's so much ego involved. And, you know, with these guys, it's just not about that. And after 8 years, we still dig each other. You know, we've learnt more, and to see the growth, it's fantastic, and that's what it's about for us, you know.
And this song is called Don't Break My Heart, and I liked it because I like the middle eight, and it's a good song to rock out to, and it's a good song to play. I am what I am to me, 'cause I am what I choose to be.
Listening to Shut Up and Listen. This show is about Australian rock band Rudely Interrupted.
This song is called No Goodbyes. It's a song that came about through personal experience, dreams, song about being in love. I woke up one morning with these lyrics and this melody in my head, and I brought it into rehearsal one day. We put music to it and it just happened from there.
Girl, there's a fire burning. There's a fire burning in my heart. And I knew right from the very start that you and me would never part. Girl, I can't get you. I can't get you off my mind. You're the only woman of your kind. This love's real, there's no goodbyes. I said this love's real, there's no goodbyes. Girl, I've been waiting, waiting for someone like you. So strong and true. When I'm down, you see me through. This love's real, there's no goodbyes. I said this love's real, there's no goodbyes.
Song called Close My Eyes. A lot of our songs come through conversations and experiences we have, and we sort of pick up on conversations and sort of steer them in a more musical direction. And I suppose it's just, it's a song about acceptance. We just want to encourage people to, you know, stop and think outside of themselves and stop being so damn selfish, you know, and sort of like close your eyes and open your heart.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Feeling alive. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go again. And I can't believe how far we've come. Can't believe what we've done. Just can't believe how far we've come. Close my eyes. Open my eyes. Close my eyes, open my heart.
We did a film clip for that, and there was a lot of other artists involved, and commercial artists got involved, and it got a lot of commercial play. And so we feel the essence of the song is sort of is out there, and it took off around the world.
Close My Eyes was fantastic. I love making that video. I like when the lights come in and starting seeing the whole band. I like when it starts at the start and when it's light up the whole stage. That's magical.
We had massive production on it, and that film clip ended up winning a Cannes Award in LA. And, you know, I just sort of think, you know, it come from such an honest place, you know, come from the heart, and the fact that it's still getting played around the world sort of reiterates you know, the positiveness behind the attitude of when we wrote the song.
The video clip's obviously a visual and I'm vision impaired, but the film clip that we did for Close My Eyes, on a personal level, it was a real test of my patience because it was an all-day shoot with a lot of stopping and starting, and that has in the many times in the past resulted in me becoming impatient because I do often become impatient when things get delayed or don't quite go as quickly as I'd like, so that was a real test.
The visual impact and the music together is a very powerful tool, and you know, if your band's got a message, it can help get that message across, and video is so easy to access these days. I just think it's extremely important.
I can't see YouTube because of my lack of sight, but I can certainly understand the benefit. The band's got a message, it just gets that message out there, and we've got nearly 500,000 hits on YouTube, which is fantastic. It just makes us feel like we're being known, we're being heard. The message is getting out there. You know, it's even more fantastic because it opens up opportunities for us to tour in places overseas.
And the more content you have, you know, the more hope you've got of reaching out to people to connect with your music. We're starting to take the video side of things a bit more seriously now, and we're, you know, we've got some great video ideas for the new EP. We're doing an animation film clip, and we're doing a lyric film clip. You know, you can be creative in that environment too.
Well, being a part of this band has changed my life in almost more ways than I can count. I mean, it's taught me lots of ways to cope when things aren't quite going according to how I think they should go, because I will admit that my tolerance for delays and things not going to plan is low, although before I was in the band it was zero, so it's getting better. For example, yeah, when we're trying to learn a new song and I can get it quickly and others can't, that in the past was something that would always bring me undone, but now I've thought of many ways to be able to cope with that. But it's improved my social skills and it's got me off my derriere. It's just taken me many, many different places.
What I loved about this band is very inspiring and makes me very, very happy to be in this band. I go around telling people and about this band and being in the studio and rehearsing and just mouthwatering.
What it means to be rudely interrupted, besides a whole lot of work for myself, I used to be a drummer, and drummers are the nice guys. Now I'm a guitarist, so I'm a bit of an a-hole. but you know, it just it gives me a form of expression. Being an artist, I love to express. I love to create. It gives me an opportunity to include people who are disadvantaged in, you know, the remarkable life of touring and a touring rock band. Like Rory said, it wasn't there to take on the world. It was there just to offer a little bit of hope. And now they've got this entity that takes them around the world, challenges them, sure. But, you know, they stand up for the challenge and they work through the challenge, and then they see the other side, there's another challenge. But at the same time, it gives them experience and it gives them hope, and it's a very powerful tool.
So many, many ways this band has changed my life and given me lots of rewards, almost more than I could count. Oh, yeah, it's gonna be alright.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be alright. Something tells me it's gonna be alright. Oh, yeah. Slither on by. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Rudely Interrupted.
You've been listening to Rudely Interrupted. You can find out more about them on the internet. Go to rudelyinterrupted.com. You can listen to the show anytime on shutupandlisten.org.uk.
This radio show is brought to you by Carousel, inspiring people with learning disabilities to achieve their artistic ambitions.